I'm Nathan Cones, here with your Week in Review for Sunday, December 12th, 2021. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, a car and travel trailer were destroyed in a fire Thursday near Scranton. The Jefferson and Scranton Fire Department responded Thursday afternoon at approximately 4:19 p.m. to that fire. A 2007 Pontiac Grand Prix and the attached trailer were fully engulfed when firefighters arrived on scene. The cause of that fire remains under investigation. At number 9, Greene County authorities responded to 4 accidents in less than 2 hours on Thursday morning. Those accidents were all related to icy road conditions. Fortunately, the only injuries reported were relatively minor. They do serve as a reminder for motorists to slow down and use increased caution as we head into the winter driving season. At number 8, the Carroll County Compensation Board recommended 12% to 28% increases for elected officials' salaries. These values are only a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors and can be adjusted. However, this year was more complicated than others as a new law essentially required the board to recommend a substantial increase to the county sheriff. The issue comes when the supervisors, who have the final say on those adjustments, reduce a recommendation. They must do so equally across all offices. The supervisors will discuss this recommendation further in the near future. And number 7, a $1 million grant award will aid DMAC in establishing a career academy in Templeton. The grant will allow the community college to provide additional educational opportunities to high school students at Coon Rapids Baird, IKM Manning, Audubon, and Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton. Students will be learning about the opportunities to be offered soon. You can check out the full interview with DMAC Provost Joel Lundstrom on our website. At number 6, only possible minor injuries in a two-vehicle accident, which caused an estimated $30,000 in damages Thursday. As with most minor car accident, details are online at 1380kcim.com. Number 5, also a car accident, this one on Sunday, northwest of Coon Rapids. Full details available on the website. At number 4, a Carroll man has been arrested on drug charges from an August incident. 53-year-old Sean Lee Vanami faces a possession of methamphetamine charges. Authorities discovered the narcotics during a routine interaction on August 15th in Carroll. Number 3, a felony drug charge was filed against a Carroll man Friday in Carroll County District Court. This is connected to that previous story. Due to the number of prior drug-related convictions, the charge against Vanami has been elevated to a Class D felony. His arraignment hearing is slated for December 22nd. And number 2, the stadium logo at the Carroll Athletic Field may have caused some hard feelings in the past, but Kemper President John Steffes says they continue to work collaboratively with Carroll Community School District to provide the best experience for students. Officials from both schools are glad to be putting that issue behind them, and they are instead focusing on the issues that impact students on a day-to-day basis, like transportation, dual credit courses, and more. President John Steffes says the two administrations work well together, and they are looking forward to grow and develop that relationship further into the future. And then our top story from the past week, a Lake City man charged with theft made his initial appearance in Carroll County District Court. 29-year-old Dylan Lee Peterson is accused of trying to steal over $800 worth of goods from the Carroll Walmart in August. He faces a single aggravated misdemeanor theft charge, trespassing, as well as violation of a no-contact order. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for December 16th. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones, reporting.